Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Daf Vav, Baba Metzia 6a, pagination is 11, starting from about midway on the page at the end of a line, Ba'i Rab Zera asked the following question. We have two people coming into Beis Din, as is in the discussion of the first Mishnah. Each one is holding part of the garment, and the working assumption is that we're going to divide the garment's value between them. What happened here was, Takfa echad bifaneinu mahu. One of them grabbed the entire garment from the other one in front of us. And the Gemara wonders, Heichi domi, what's the case of your question? Idishasik, if the other person is silent, odie odule, that would appear to be an admission. And if he's screaming, what are you taking it from me? It's mine. What more do you want of him? In front of us, we witnessed the theft. We're just going to maintain the original ruling, which is that they have to divide it. The case of my question is, Dishasik me'ikara. Initially, he was silent. And then after time, he started screaming. My, how do you understand the dynamic here? Mid ishtik, do we assume that since he was silent initially, oduye odule, it's considered an admission? Odoma, or maybe, kevin de katsava hashta, now that he's screaming, now igloi milsa, it becomes clear to us, da hai de shosik me ikara, this that he was initially silent, savar hakachazule rabbanon, he figured, the rabbis see what's happening. Everything's under control. There's no reason for me to lose my cool. And therefore he kept silent. He didn't feel the need to scream. He's in Beis Din. Everything's under control. This is the place of law and order. And therefore he didn't scream. But now, as he sees it's under discussion, he gets very heated about it. But it should not be taken as an admission. Now, in an effort to answer this question, the Gemara quotes another case and will actually be revealing on a different scenario. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said, Tashema, come in here. I'll try to bring a proof to this. Bamed Devarim Amurim, when was this ruling said? Sheshnei Madukimba, if they're both holding it. Aval Haisa Talas Yotzes Mitachas Yad Shalachan Mehem. But if the garment comes in the hands of one of them, Hamotzim Chaver Olav Araya. The other one has no claim. He would have to prove just because he claims is meaningless. Hey Chidomi, what would be the case that we make such a statement? Inema Kidiktani, if it's as it sounds, one person's holding a garment, the other person is claiming it's his. Pshita, obviously, he has to bring a proof. You want to take something away from somebody else, you can't just do that. Ela Shatakva Echad Bifaneinu. Must be that he grabbed it in front of us, and Rav Nachman suggests that would be this case, that one of them is holding it, and the rule is, Motze Mechavera Olav Haraya, you have to bring a proof because you were silent initially, and Rav Nachman feels he has a proof to our case that the person cannot get it by a later screaming. And the Gemara says, lo, that's not a proof. Hacha b'mayaskinon. What was the case? They were both holding the garment together. And we told them, go divide it. And they left Beis Din seemingly to listen to our directive. And now one of them comes in holding it. Hi, Omar. One of them says, he admitted to me. That's it. I don't have to give him any money. Fahai Omar, and the other one says, Bidimei Agarti Nele. I made a deal with him, and he has to pay me, but the ruling of the Beis Din still has to be implemented. De Amrinon Le, and the ruling of this brisa was, Ad Hashto Chashadta Le Begazlin. Until now you claimed he was a thief, and you were claiming he was taking your garment, or wanted to take your garment. Would you really do such a deal that he should owe you money without witnesses? And therefore, in that case, if they left Beis Din, and now one of them is holding it, and you're making such a claim, he still owes me money, that's hamotze mechavera olav haraya. We can't step in without proof. But going back to the original question, we still have this question. If the person grabbed in front of us, can we assume that the person was silent because he felt it was all under control? The rabbis are here. They saw what happened. Of course, they're going to fix things. And only later he started screaming when he realized he needs to make his point. Or was that initial silence considered an admission? It's a very complex topic which continues in the Gemara, but for at least one approach, let's look at Simon Kuf Lamed Ches and Choshen Mishpat Siv Vav, where the Mechaber rules, Ba'u Shnei Madukim, if two of them are holding the garment, V'shamta Ho'echad Miyad Chaveiro Bifaneinu, and one of them pushed the other one in front of us, V'shasek Hasheni, and he remained silent. Even if he later screams, we cannot retrieve it for him. Since he was silent initially, it's assumed that he was admitting, and now he can't scream and try to change that. This is important to know, so that a person should not rely on this kind of concept, that the rabbis are in charge and they'll for sure make it good. He doesn't have to lose his cool, but if the guy pushes him and grabs it from him, he does need to say clearly, that's stealing. You're not allowed to do that. He's got to make his point right away, even if he chooses, perhaps correctly so, not to lose his cool, but he's got to make his statement. In the margin, it's brought in some of the Shulchan Aruchs from the Ritva that there's an interesting question. What would happen if the person grabbed the garment from him in front of Edim witnesses? Again, the case that we've been discussing is that it happened in Bezdin. And the wording was that because it's in Bezdin, everything's under control, and therefore he didn't scream right away. And we have this question, was his lack of screaming because he felt everything was under control? What would be in front of Edim? And there are two different perspectives. One perspective is that a person, by definition, doesn't remain silent when his money is taken, and accept his argument, perhaps in Bezdin, if we accept it, that he didn't scream because Bezdin's right there, but certainly in front of witnesses, he should scream. On the other hand, there is an argument, Ein Adam Tzaveach Elo BeBezdin. The only place it's worth screaming is in Bezdin, and therefore he's biding his time, Shehu Makom HaMishpat, because Bezdin is the place of judgment, and why should he scream now? And therefore, the case of grabbing in front of witnesses would have to be explored on its own merit. But again, the Mechaber, at least, rules that in a case where it was done in front of Bezdin, the person should make sure to voice his objection. And presumably, that's the working policy, that a person should voice his objection, even if he doesn't put up a fight. But he needs to make it clear that he's not doing an admission. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.